At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. You know, I don't usually watch Hard Knocks, and I still don't watch Hard Knocks. But I've seen all these clips and segments and pieces about Joe Shane. Then again, who hasn't? He's the Giants GM who basically screwed up the Saquon Barkley deal. Like, let's face facts. The guy went to the Eagles of all teams inside their division, their arch rival. You can say whatever you want about the Cowboys and Commanders. It's the Eagles that are the problem for the Giants, and they always have been. So the third episode of the show, you finally found out what happened. That Barkley never screwed the Giants. They were trying to bring him back. Barkley's agent brought the running back's top offer back to the Giants GM, Joe Shane, after the running back said he would do that. You remember the phone call? He said, "You promise you'll come back to me?" And he's like, "Yeah, no problem." Whatever. It was so uncomfortable watching that dude, that nerdy, dorky Shane, that white boy, try to talk to the brother about, "No, promise you'll call me. I have your word, right?" Like, it was pathetic. So Barkley didn't leave. The Giants let him leave. Shane said on the show, quote, "We're out," end quote. And that decision was based on the fact that he wants to build a team and he wants to allocate positions on that roster and he wants to pay people per positional value. He wasn't sold that Barkley's agent was guaranteeing that the running back would stay if the Giants matched the offer. And once Shane knew that he had to beat the initial offer of $12.5 million annually with $25 million total guaranteed, he said bye-bye. The third episode also went behind the scenes of how Shane decided to spend his money anyway. It showed that the Giants beat out the Jets for both of their top offensive line signings. One of them was John Runyon Jr. And then the other, Jermaine Elmendinger. But there was tension at the Giants headquarters. There were scenes where the owner, John Mara, knocked on his door, went into Shane's office with Tim McDonald, the director of player personnel, and even the assistant GM, Brandon Brown, all sitting there talking to Shane. Shane said, "Hey, come on in, John," and laughed. And Mara said, "I'm glad you laughed." Shane then went through the litany of free agent offers the Giants already had been sending out to several players, at least five of them, before saying, quote, "And the running back, I think," end quote. And then Mara finally came out with it. "What's the latest on the Saquon thing?" And then Shane got all kinds of uncomfortable. He said, quote, "I just got a text that Chicago's driving the price up and Philly's out. I don't know if that's true or not," Shane said. "But I'll make a couple of calls. I don't even know if that's going to happen," end quote. And Mara was scratching his nose and squinting while he was listening to Shane. Shane then started moving around all uncomfortably again and nervously in his chair. He was just piking, basically, and said, quote, I might have a tough time sleeping if Saquon goes to Philly, I'll tell you that. End quote. That was Mara. Mara said, I won't be able to sleep. So Mara said, I've been around enough players, but he's the most popular player we have by far. So when Barkley went to the Eagles, Mara walked into Shane's office, and then their pro scout head, Chris Rossetti, read off the terms of Barkley's new deal with the Eagles, and Mara turned to Shane and started up on him again. Shane said the Giants would have had to go even higher than the numbers Barkley got and brought to them. Mara walked out of the office and said, all right. Shane laughed. We're going to be fine, Shane said. And then Mara turned and said some other things to Shane and was basically like, I'm not going to be able to sleep over this. Oh, my God. Well, we know now that Shane can make decisions that he wants without having it cleared by Mara or doing something that Mara didn't agree with. And secondly, you now know that they're uncomfortable around one another. Doesn't seem to me like Mara likes Shane. That didn't take long. He just couldn't spit it out with Mara that he was going to let Barkley walk and that he didn't want to pay Barkley and that he wasn't going to go higher than the Eagles offer. I'll tell you this much. If this thing backfires and Saquon Barkley comes up big for the Philadelphia Eagles this year and the next and makes the Giants look bad and the Giants stink and the Giants don't win, and no one's seen any signs whatsoever right now that they are going to win with their $40 million flop quarterback, Daniel Jones, who just simply doesn't get it done. We know that. Then who do you think is going to be blamed for all this? Do you think they're going to blame Shane? Because I do. Shane is going to live to rue the day that he handled this Barkley thing the way he did. Shane, of course, said he gave Barkley the deal the year before, and that entire process wore him down. What do you mean wore him down? Isn't this guy like young? He's like a new GM. It's his first time being a GM. All of a sudden he's tired. What, like a contract negotiation with your star player, the best player on the team, wore you down? What, it stress you out too much there, Joe? One thing we know for sure, we got to watch Barkley do what he wanted to do. And we also got to watch Shane let him do it. And we got to watch Shane in all of his uncomfortableness with everyone. Mara, Barkley, all the other people that work in the Giants front office. You could tell that he's uncomfortable around them as well. Like even people that are under him keep him like on an edginess kind of pace when he's in the room with them. I can guarantee you one thing, they're going to be talking about Barkley and the Eagles and him leaving the Giants all season this year. You can count on that. Now, have you seen this thing that they're doing in the NFL, these new tactics called like hold in when players try to get new contracts, they're unhappy with a deal because of the economic situation of a holdout under the 2020 CBA. Players are reporting to camp but won't practice or have limited participation in an effort to get a new deal. TJ Watt did it with the Steelers back in 21. But he got his deal right before the season started. And I don't think any of these quarterbacks are going to hold out either. They're going to hold in like Jordan Love, Dak, Matt Stafford, Tua. They're going to show up and they're going to want their money. Obviously, there's some guys that could be in that situation this year at camp. CeeDee Lamb, the receiver of the Cowboys, is one of them. And he's going to want what the others are getting. Three guys have already signed for at least $30 million per year at his receiver spot. Jefferson got 4 years and $140 million from the Vikings. What about Brandon Ayuk of the Niners? He's demanded a trade. I don't know how many times. Even this week. He's supposed to make a guaranteed $14 million this year on a fifth-year option. But he wants more. Please, trade him to the Steelers. He wants at least $28 million a year like Waddle got in Miami. Tristan Wirfs, the offensive tackle with the Buccaneers, is going to want more money. Sewell got $28 million per year, 4 years, $112 million. Wirfs going to want that. Hassan Reddick, the edge rusher of the Jets, wants more money too. And don't forget Amari Cooper of the Browns. And even Alvin Kamara. Everybody wants more money.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Law 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.